IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and my dear guest speakers in the program, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Abdullah, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Welcome, Brother Hussein. Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. Well, we promised last time in the previous episode that we are going to continue talking about the movie The Da Vinci Code and criticizing it content-wise, not artistically, of course. And we reached a point where there is a talk of the Holy Grail for the first time. Let's take a listen to that part, and then we'll be back.
The Pope sent troops to claim the Priory's treasure, but they found nothing. The few surviving knights of the Priory had vanished, and the search for their sacred artifact began again.
What artifact? I've never heard about any of this.
Yes, you have. Almost everyone on Earth has. You just know it as the Holy Grail.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. And we are trying to criticize the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006, played with Tom Hanks, the major and famous actor. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, you know, there is this concept of the Holy Grail and in Christianity, which is a very sacred concept, of course, or notion. And I guess the whole movie is like revolving around it to some extent.
Yeah.
Right? What is the story behind it? And is this a story real at all?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you talk about the Holy Grail, it's a mix of mythology and Christianity together. Now, the Holy Grail itself, whether some of they say it's a cup or, or a stone or a dish or a container, it first serviced in, I think, 2nd century, if I remember correctly, around that time. It was in a novel, a romantic novel. So at first, it wasn't a romantic story that depicts that one of the disciples of Jesus, when Jesus appeared, that he collected and gathered the blood of Jesus in that container.
Yes.
And thus they believe that this container, whether it's a cup or a dish, what have you, it holds superpowers. And then he sent that cup to Britain, to Great Britain back in the day where the people are. And from there it became like a belief, a doctrine in Christianity. But it started as a science fiction. I wouldn't say science fiction, but at least it's a... it's a myth. It's a story that actually became something now. Like when it's, oh, the Holy Grail. Everyone knows the Holy Grail. But no one knows it doesn't even exist. It's just a, you know, a figment of someone's imagination in a romantic story.
I see.
So it has no basis to it whatsoever. But Christianity kind of, they became...
So it's not like the staff of Prophet Moses.
No, no, no. It doesn't even exist. There's no such thing as a Holy Grail.
Right.
Like I said, it serviced in a movie. And then they for some reason, they gave it a life. They gave it existence. And they pushed it to the outside. The same thing with the Trinity, mind you. The Trinity never existed in the Bible. It came to the Bible.
Of course, it came after Christianity.
Way after. And they put it in the Bible. Now, if you ask any Christian, Trinity is part of the belief.
Yes,
one
exactly.
One is a three and three is one. Mathematically, is not possible.
Yeah.
But apparently, Christian-wise, it's possible.
Yes.
So a lot of these things managed to get their way into the Bible, into the Christian belief, and became reality. So there's no such thing as a Holy Grail.
Okay.
But the movie, though, they have a nice twist, though.
Mm-hmm. I see.
The Holy Grail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Zaid Abdullah. Let's take a short break and listen to a part of the movie The Da Vinci Code, and then we'll be back with his critique.
Vatican Cellars, 1976.
76, a year of independence, how fitting.
I thought you'd like it.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006. And we just listened to a part of the movie The Da Vinci Code. And this part, Brother Hussein, there is a priest offering a bottle of wine to another. Why is there this culture of drinking in the first place in Christianity? You know, despite lots of disadvantages for it, you know, we know it from science, at least, all right? And not only that, but if you're a religious person, even if you're a Jew or, I don't know, a Buddhist, a Sikh, or a Muslim, they all, you know, despise wine. They don't like it because of their religion, not because of the, let's say, the scientific, for example, proofs against it or the disadvantages that there are in it. Also, the antagonist in the movie kills many people. Not only I'm over with the wine, but he kills many people, which is a very grave sin in Christianity, right? Well, in the name of Christ, let's say. Like in the Crusade also, we see the holy war between the Christians and the Muslim, and so much bloodshed. And so that's really humongous. This is something very heinous. Why do some people convince themselves to do such heinous acts under the flag of religion?
Well, see, the thing is, you know, when people are put in power, they have this weakness that they don't see, and it eats away at them, and they start doing, you know, these different acts that aren't, you know, necessarily, you know, lawful in their religion. And, you know, obviously they always try to justify it by saying that, you know, it's for the good of religion, or, for example, you know, make it similar, or, you know, try to say that, you know, this is similar to this other thing that, you know, for example, me killing these people is similar to, you know, sacrificing these people. Okay, but obviously it's not the same thing. In regards to wine and, you know, alcohol in general in Christianity, I'm not sure. I think there's you know, it's in the Bible that you shouldn't drink wine or something like that. But, you know, they kind of changed it over time, where, you know, now it's, this is the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
This is not a joke, you know. This is not just regular wine you buy at the store. This is actually the blood of Jesus.
And this is one of the rituals in the churches that they perform the ritual of Holy Communion. And then they drink the wine, right? They put the piece of bread in it, right?
Yeah, it's
just
an excuse.
And this is the flesh of Jesus, and this is the blood.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's just an excuse that, you know, someone brought in, you know, maybe a drunkard who really like to drink wine on the job, but maybe. Not sure. But yeah, there is always, you know, this hidden aspect that we have to notice.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take another short break, and we'll be back with the criticism of the part we'll listen to.
The Holy Grail.
a magic cup, the source of God's power on earth. It's nonsense.
You don't believe in God?
No. I don't believe in some magic from the sky. Just people. And sometimes that they can be kind.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006, with Tom Hanks playing in it. And Sayyid Abdullah, I just wanted to ask you about this part where a professor asked the girl, Sophie, do you believe in God? Very simple answer, she says. No, I don't believe it. I don't believe some magic from the sky. Just people, meaning I just believe in people. This reminds me of the philosophy of humanism. You know, in the past, people put God in the center of everything.
Yeah.
Like the focus on God and religion altogether. But after the Industrial Revolution and the Renaissance, we see everything changed. And man is now the center of the universe. So I guess this, in fact, rings a bell like this. This movie is trying to say or keeps itself in touch with the new development in the universe, in the human mind and intellect, that man is the center of the universe. Man replaced God. Don't you think?
Well, I mean, they do try to push the agenda. Because that question, whether you believe in God or do you believe in God, he asked her in the second movie, Angels and Demons, he was asked the same question himself, whether he believes in God.
Right.
And obviously, we'll leave that for the movie when we look at it.
Inshallah, we'll criticize that movie there.
Yeah. So the question of God, obviously, everyone will give you his own interpretation. No. So when we look at atheism, for example, or you say humanism, for example, or the scientists, for example, they try to stay away from the concept of having a magical creature behind the clouds.
Yes.
Because the way they depict God themselves is a person with a robe and a long beard and just walking behind the clouds. That's their idea of God. Now, obviously, that's an image of man, and the Bible itself testifies to that.
Yes.
When it says at the beginning of the Bible, it says, and God made man in his image. So, okay, well, then man is the center of the universe, correct?
Right.
So God is man himself. I mean, and in the movie, they tried to make that
exactly.
Very clearly.
Yes.
And even the main character, he's trying to highlight the fact whether should we keep Jesus, because if we say he has a bloodline that makes him a man, if we don't say he has a bloodline, he stays a lord, and he stays a god, and, you know, revered. So they have this, you know, controversy between whether we should look at man as a God as a man or not a man. So obviously she adopted that kind of method and the kind of ideology that, no, God, I don't believe in God. And even if there is a God, he's a man.
Yes.
Jesus Christ was a man. I mean, to us, he's a man. He's not a Lord. But to them, he's a Lord. So obviously they're trying to get the viewer to shift his ideology.
Right.
And I think one of the parts of the movie was this, the focus was on, one of the focuses of the movie was on that fact.
Yes.
That Jesus was just a man, he had a wife, he had kids, and forget about the fact that he's, you know, all
a prophet, a divine.
Yeah, nothing of the sort.
Right.
Therefore, she said, no, I'm just believing in humans.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein, for your nice contribution to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006. Of course, the critique was not finished, so we are going to continue that in the upcoming episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Witness the biggest cover-up in human history.
You're saying all this is real?
Real enough to kill for.